it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer some of the many questions that you send in. Get new questions every week. We try to sort them out. Seem to be the most popular questions, the ones most asked. So we've submitted selections, so we just jump in. Let's jump in, babe.
All right. You know what's funny is Joe's chair is a lot lower than mine, and so I actually look taller than him, which that's been a very rare feeling I've ever felt in my life. So I kind of like that. All right, Joe. Ooh. Currently, my wife and I are working. She makes more than I do. Am I, as a Christian man, not living according to the word by what it says in 1 Timothy 5:8? I just got an adjuster's license, which would help bring in a huge amount of money, but I can't get my foot in the door and constantly being turned down for those opportunities. Even in logistics, which I have about 10 years experience, I am being denied and turned down. I want to provide for my wife, but more importantly, I want to obey and please Christ.
There's a great book called What Color's Your Parachute? Been on the bookshelves for several years. It was about applying for a job. And one of his testimonies said, you know, I remember applying for like 74 different jobs before I got one. The higher the prize, the more it's going to cost, the more time it's going to take. If it was that easy, everybody would have a great job.
Well, let me say, I was a catastrophic adjuster.
Yes.
So I understand exactly what you're talking about. Yes. It is a very difficult arena to get into.
But it can be done.
Can be done. But it is true. I will say that you almost have to know somebody that's in there.
Yes.
My suggestion would be that if you know somebody that's in that field, just keep hammering them. But there is a there's a website on Facebook called Adjusters to Adjusters.
Yes.
And there's some other things that you could do, but I would just keep hammering. Like, for example, we just had a hurricane in Florida. And I haven't done catastrophic claims in many years, but somehow my name is still on the docket. So I started getting
phone calls. And, we want you.
Yeah, text messages and stuff. Are you available? Blah, 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 blah. And so you just have to keep hammering. There's a lot of those independent companies.
Yes. And, yes.
I would just get on that, hammer that list as hard as you can. And I would just keep hammering it because eventually, if you hammer it hard enough, they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah, your name is familiar. And if you can get your toe in the door, then you're in the door.
And don't tell yourself no. When I was going through the job market years ago, trying to become an engineer, don't tell yourself no. Let somebody else tell you no. And if somebody else tells you no, don't take no for an answer. Hit it again. Hit it again. Hit another place. Eventually, the door will open. It will. It will. So don't get discouraged. God's for it. He's going to work it out.
But I do respect the fact that you want to be the provider of your family.
Yes.
You know, I really respect that a lot. And so, you know, if you keep pushing that and moving forward, God will honor that.
Yes,
and it might just be a season for you. So, but I think if you just continue on with that desire, God will
honor
the
right thing. Just keep, don't let yourself get discouraged. Just don't do that.
Do you feel like he's not living according to the word?
Yes, you are living according to the word. You probably live more to the word than 99% of the people on this planet because you're trying to please God. You're trying to do what's right. That's all you need to do. You're not God. You can't open doors. God's the one that opens doors. You know, you're just supposed to walk through them. So keep knocking, keep knocking, keep knocking on doors. God eventually will open the right door. And you'll be amazed once you get there. Man, I'm glad I waited on this position, this job. This is the perfect job. It's happened to all of us that have been through this process. We've all been through it. It never ends. You'll go through it the rest of your life. You know, you get one position, there will need to be another one higher. I think I'd like to do that. Well, you're going to have to make a run at that. And then you get that position, there's one higher. Well, I think I'd like to do that. Then you're going to have to make a run. It never ends. You never arrive on this planet. You're just constantly climbing the ladder. So don't get discouraged.
And, you know, I would like to say that, you know, a lot of times we as Christians think, oh, well, God, just open a door and a man can shut. Sometimes you got to kick that
you
door.
You
got
to kick the door in, buddy. You got to do the knocking and the
God kicking. Expects us to continue to do everything we can in the natural, and he will trust us.
Yeah, we got to walk around the walls. Then God knocks it down.
All right. Hello, Joe and Angel. I'm a recent widow, and I'm living on my husband's Social Security and two retirements. I was recently told I do not have to tithe on those incomes because we had already tithed on that income. I am struggling with this because I've always tithed as I was raised to tithe. Is it all right to pull back on my tithing so as to get my mortgage paid off, then pick up on giving after I'm debt free?
Well, as an individual that's tithed and not tithed and tithed and not tithed, I will tell you that tithing's much better. It's a heart issue. It's not a legal thing, you know. Now, I do believe the 10%. God didn't ask for 11. He didn't ask for 11 and a half. He didn't ask for 18. He asked for 10. And it's a heart issue with God. All the stories of people that brought their tithes to the storehouse, they were blessed. And so I've done that before. Well, I've already tithed once, but I got to tithe on it again. And I questioned an older Christian man one time about that. He said, well, you know, you can't outgive God. Whatever's going on, it's your heart. It's your heart that God's looking for. So do what feels right to you. That's what I would say.
I agree. But I mean, sounds like you're already convicted a little bit.
Yes.
So I think if that's the case, then you should totally follow your convictions.
Yes.
Not listen to what other people say.
Don't listen to other people.
But I will say that sometimes what we don't take into account, I think a lot, having been a pastor before, been a part of a church, that's the only thing that sustains the church.
Yeah.
And that's our job, is to support that. You know, sometimes we get everything backwards. The church is to equip the saints so that they will go out and spread the gospel.
Yes.
And sometimes we get it wrong. We think the evangelist's job is to equip to go out and spread the gospel, which, I mean, he does have a role to play in that. I mean, just because you're an evangelist doesn't mean you're.
Well, the evangelist is to inspire the current Christians to go out and do their job.
Right.
That's not his job. He's to inspire the troops to go do their job.
So if you're going to church and you're enjoying it, your children are going to Sunday school, or, you know, kids, and then but you're getting fed and everything else, then I think it's your job as a Christian to go and to be a part of it, to volunteer and to encourage, support the pastor, but also to give.
Yes.
So, but like Joe said, there's some things that you have to, is between you and God.
Yes.
And I mean, I hear people preach real heavy handed on tithing, and then I hear the other end of the spectrum too.
Both ends. There's both ends.
Yeah, but if I'm going to err, I would surely like to err on the side that says tithe. And let me see, if I do it three or four times, that's all right. Think about it this way. The government taxes us three or four times on every time we get a dollar. So,
and don't ever be convicted.
Or condemned.
Condemned. Don't be condemned. The devil's the accuser of the brethren. He wants you to feel bad about everything you do or don't do. And so, you know, you just do what's right in your heart. Hey, I'm doing this.
Follow peace.
Yeah. Yep. Follow after peace. Yes.
That's a great thing.
It is.
Following after peace.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Joe, I know you teach a lot about the end times. Just to let you know, I really don't care if there's a war or not. That's funny. Just a side note. I used to say, Revelations freaks me out. Just tell me, I know Jesus is coming and I'll be ready. How about that? My life and faith are grounded in the Lord Jesus. However, to best tell people about what is happening in the world today, can you give me a few verses on if there will be a war here in America? I just want to make sure that I'm giving the right answers. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll give a short answer. I've done much research on it, and there is no scripture about America. America's not in any of the last day scriptures. It's not mentioned in the last day countries that are mentioned in the last days. America's not mentioned.
And I said, somewhere we lose our punch.
So I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's good. It's just, it's not important. If it was important, God would have put America in the Bible and you'd have known it. But all the nations that are involved in the last day events are specifically listed in scripture many times.
But is there going to be a war? in America. It doesn't say anything about that.
No, that does not. The Bible says, this is my deal. In Luke 17, the Bible says, in the last days, people will be eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, buying, selling, building, and planting. Jesus said it will be business as usual until the day he comes to get the church. To the day of the rapture of the church, it will be business as usual. So, yes, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Jesus also said that. And the last said, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but don't panic. Don't let that bother you. It's like, where's going to happen? Doesn't matter. We're going to be fine. God's our rear guard. He's our high tower. We got angels around us, so many you can't count them. They're going to protect us and order our steps and direct our paths. So, no, where you're at, you can be in a war zone. I used to tell people, my son's in the military and he's in the war. Well, it's the safest place he can be. If he's in the will of God, that's the safest place he could be. If he's in the military, the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, whatever he's in, if he's in there, he's serving his country, that's the safest place he can be. He's in the war because that's his job. And so you want to be in God's will. That's a nice answer.
That is a good answer. I like it. I'm going to go with that answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, guys. You know what? Right before this program, Joe wanted me to taste something that had jalapenos in it, knowing full well I have a very bland palate, and I feel just scorching on
it
my tongue.
It was the mildest jalapeno I've ever put in my mouth. Couldn't even taste
that's
it.
Anybody that says that is not telling the truth. There's no such thing as a mild jalapeno.
There he is. Yes, there he is.
Sorry. All right, Joe. I want to witness to my family and share. Hey. Sorry, guys. You know what? Right before this program, Joe wanted me to taste something that had jalapenos in it, knowing full well I have a very bland palate, and I feel just scorching on my tongue.
It was the mildest jalapeno I've ever put in my mouth. Couldn't even taste
that's
it.
Anybody that says that is not telling the truth. There's no such thing as a mild jalapeno.
Here he is. Yes, there he
is. Sorry. Hey, everybody. That's it for today. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us on Monday. We can't wait to see you again until next Monday.
See you next week, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.